entire Earth.
Well, he couldn't see the back of it, could he?
What's that?
Complete nonsense.
Yeah, this is... It's a horrifically awful in-joke.
Isn't that much of an in-joke? No. Or a joke?
It's just... something weird.
I'm back.
Okay. So we're just going to waiting on Trevor then. So the plan is to fish around in the dark, dark night on the dark, dark sea, hoping to run into a ship that is also running dark.
Yep.
We could have somebody at the top signal, and then we would be on the water and could see. No, not if it's a...
Yeah.
If it's a blinkered lantern, then we'd have to be in front of the lantern in order to see it.
Yeah. And we just don't know what the signals mean. So...
Well, we know what some of these signals mean. We know that if you flash the first one, they send a response.
We know that?
Yeah. That's the guy in the bar. I told you that he could work that much out.
Oh.
I distinctly heard you say it when you said blah.
Yep.
Somebody flashes the first one on the, you know, the first code, and then there's a response back, which is the second code, and then there's the initiator flashes back the third response, is how it generally works, is what he says.
Yeah. I don't want to do any of that. That sounds like work.
We just pay somebody to sit at the top, and then when it hits midnight, they flash out a signal.
I'll do it.
No. Well,
then you won't be on the boat for the fight.
Yeah. We want you on the boat for the fight.
Okay.
See, the point would be they would flash it, and somebody on the boat would have to flash it back. And then we would be able to see where the light was flashing on the sea.
Yeah, but
if they've got a blinkered lantern, then we would have to be pretty much directly in front of it in order to see where the light was.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll have... Okay.
So we're just going to run around blindly in the dark until we find a boat and attack it and hope it's the right one.
Home invasion!
So we're all back?
Yep, everyone's back.
Yep.
Well, this is what I wanted to do in the other game anyways. The boat assault. Can we rename this boat the Nimrod?
Now, could we not have someone flash the signal lantern out, and then we just keep an eye out for someone flashing a signal back? While we're out on the water?
Again, if they're using blinkered lanterns, would have to be right in front of the ship in order to see the signal going back. It's possible that we'll be in the right place to see it, but highly unlikely. If we do it that way, that gives them, and they're not going to get the right signal after the second or third one, then that gives them time to prepare. Because, well, they haven't sent the right signal. Maybe it's somebody else trying to do something, so we'd best be on our guard just in case. Oh, we can try it, and that might help us, but the odds of it actually working are pretty slim. And I don't see any sort of luck-type roll that we can make here.
Well, wouldn't that boat have to... be like in front of the Saltmarsh Manor?
Yes, but there's such a wide area it could be in front of the Saltmarsh Manor.
Okay.
So, did we get a plan? I blacked out there for a second.
A plan, no.
Oh, okay. So we're just going to roll around?
Kind of what it looks like.
All right, sounds great.
Okay. Let's do that. So, yeah, just to make sure I got this right, you're setting sail with Lance and his crew of hardy men into the dark night. Now, he has given you the option that once he gets out of the mouth of the river there, he can go lights out since he's fairly familiar with the area. There is some moonlight tonight, but not a great deal. So you're pretty much looking for a ship that may or may not be anchored out here that is likely also running dark. He seems a little skeptical about this, but he's game. You've paid for the night.
We're kind of skeptical too, Lance.
Yeah.
So, well, you limited the area that he could possibly be in. We could do a search pattern, something I learned back in my naval days. It might open us up to being seen first, though. Especially if we're moving and they're not.
Well,
we're going to have to be moving anyway, aren't we?
Yeah. Them's the brakes.
Well, fair enough. Load up. There's 10, there's 5 men on board that, they're a bit older, you know, not like, not too old, but definitely out of their 20s, maybe in their early 30s. Looks like they've seen a little bit of battle in their life. Their armor's on well. They've got, both bows and swords in the bottom of the boats, and you've got 5 younger guys there that have patchwork armor on here and there. Some don't have any on at all. They all have weapons, and crew is very tight, and Lance runs a tight ship. The boat itself is it rides high on the water, so it actually can clear some of the sharper rocks on a low tide a lot easier than some of the other boats will. It's got both sails and oars. It's got a good wind tonight, though, in your favor. That'll help out a bit.
Do we have any boarding equipment?
He points down. It's like, we got a plank and we got hooks.
All you need.
Wow. We probably should have planned this out better.
Never done us any good in the past. Why start now?
I disagree. It's very good in the past. We just...
Yeah, just wait till I start chucking some fire spells up on deck. That should definitely be interesting.
Yep. Yeah.
No way it won't be.
All right, well...
All right, well, okay. He's... Just so that he doesn't look suspicious to the town as he's going out, he's, you know, got full lights on and is heading down the river. I assume everybody's bringing the normal gear with them.
Yeah.
How bad of an idea does it strike me to wear heavy chainmail on battle?
bad idea, you're thinking, especially if you lack the swimming skill.
Well,
no one here is dressed in anything heavier than leather, so.
Gosh, I don't. This.
The captain sees your hesitation and says, just don't fall off the boats.
Thanks, I appreciate that. All right, well, I'll just tie a rope.
You
can
be our anchor.
If it's that easy, just to not fall off the boat, we should have done this a long time ago.
Yeah, well, I'll just make sure not to fall off the boat. Thank you.
Okay,
get aboard with the armor on, and I'll string my crossbow so I can fire as soon as. I think I need to.
Right. Crew on board here, they don't have crossbows, but they do have bows. Now, the front of the boat, however, it's got kind of a swivel-mounted large crossbow, which isn't currently mounted, but it looks like it could be readied quickly, and very large bolts with line attached.
Well, Jazz, why don't you mount that?
what, the crossbow with large bolts?
Yes, that one.
You mean mount it, as in, like, sit on it so you can shoot me across?
No, like...
Okay, good, because I didn't
think to fire.
Oh, okay. Man, the crossbow. I gotcha.
Also known as bounty.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm not the salty sea dog that you are, apparently, Ben.
Yeah, no.
Lance says, sometimes...
Because I was going to say, that first thing was a bad idea. I was not going to go for it there.
Lance says that sometimes on a fishing expedition, we'll find whale or other large sea creature, and that's a that was a spoils of a time a while ago. It used to be an old arbalast, and we've reappropriated it.
Yeah. I think you would have the highest chance to hit someone. Or
would you?
What skill would that go under, Bert?
Just like shooting anything else, so...
So the archery, you would need the archery skill to use that effectively?
Effectively, yes. You'd be just like using untrained. Well, no, I don't think anyone's got siege equipment, so it's effectively going to be untrained anyway. But if you've got bow skill, it would be less so.
Oh, do you have any bow skill there, Jazz?
Absolutely not.
Okay, well, Elf, congratulations.
Yep,
Elf,
that's me.
Elf number two.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Elf number one. All right.
Yes, you are. Okay. You're slightly less murderous, so I like you better.
I got to be provoked first. No.
As I said, the bolts for the arbalast have been threaded with rope as well.
So you can shoot them and drag them overboard. That works out well.
I was assuming it was to help with boarding maneuvers.
I was assuming you were going to light them up.
I would do that.
Your flame blast.
Yeah.
So couldn't run away.
We might not have to get onto the boat.
I would like to save the boat, and it's...
That's stuff. Fair.
Why would you want to save the boat?
A lot of money.
Because I promised half of it to these guys.
No, you promised half of what we captured.
Yes, so I
if
assume
we don't capture
they,
the boat, then
I
that's
think,
unfortunate.
I think they would be very, very disappointed if we didn't capture the boat.
Yeah.
Well, the captain continues to take the boat out through the bay here, and just as they clear the shoals, he has everyone turn to cover their lanterns, and goes dark, and he starts basically doing a sweep down through the bay. And everybody give me I need perception roll seeing.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Hey, what is that?
You sounded like the monster. There.
No. I should wish.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. No one spotted anything in the first hour that you're off. That you're out, Jazz. Though you do see basically the limits to of the beacon light. Over here is basically their lighthouse, and you know, the light goes in a rim about this far down. Anything past that, it's very difficult to tell. It's from the light dispersing against the.
They shouldn't be hanging out any further than that at night. Otherwise, they're going to risk beaching themselves.
Really? Okay.
Well, I thought that's what Lance had told us or something.
It would have been Oswin.
Oswin, yep.
I told you.
Oswin did.
Yeah. All right, so yeah, you're
some
out.
Some guy said that. I can't remember who.
You're out for
gosh,
an hour.
He was your companion and died for you almost.
You're out for a good hour.
Yes, there's not a lot of difference between me, the autoglossed adventurer, and this salty old sea dog, who's presumably got some muscles from hard work on the life on the sea.
You need to get yourself a hat like he has.
You're out for a good hour. No one really sees anything. The captain starts... having the boat sweep back, coming down this way now as you're a little bit further out. Perception roll, seeing again.
Still looking.
Yeah. Another hour goes by and you guys aren't able to really catch anything else. Captain looks a little edgy, but his crew doesn't seem to be grumbling. They continue doing the sweep with their boat.
Easiest silver you guys ever made, isn't it?
Yeah. Coming back through this way. So next hour, you're going 3 hours that you've been out. I assume you guys pretty much started when it got full dark. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Third hour. Perception roll, seeing.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
There.
Okay, Duresh, you guys start sweeping back back this way here. And just out of the corner of your eyes, Duresh, there's some light blinking off this way in a pattern. Your head just seems to be right in the optimal path of seeing this.
Oh, there she blows!
He yells out into the night.
I wish he understood.
Echoing across the silent, still waters.
Yeah. I didn't read that though.
Okay. Well,
the crew on board the ship winces at the noise.
Yeah. Well,
we all winced.
Yeah. There goes our stealth plan. It's nice to see Duresh is going with his constant foil our plans.
All right. The captain's going to try to, after you kind of coordinate with him where you saw the light, he's going to try and sweep in a little behind, maybe be able to still take them a little unawares. He did really good with his piloting there. If you guys can all give me sense hearing or sense sight, whichever is better, as you're getting a little closer to the area.
Well, that's my best roll of the night.
Nope, I hear nothing.
Ooh,
yeah, good.
Oh, I hear something. Wow.
Yeah, the captain does a really good job. He's he's basically had the sails come down, and he's having everybody a few banks of oars come out to be even quieter. And you guys actually do see that there's a larger ship, and it seems to be anchored out as it's not moving with the currents. And the captain has successfully I'm going to grab your token for a minute, Duresh. So the ship's about right here, and the captain has successfully managed to come in around the edge. It's running dark. There's no lights that you can see aboard it either. Captain was skillful enough, though, that they could be faking it, but you don't think they've actually heard you. What are you?
I don't know what we could do about it if they were faking it.
How many of them look like they're on deck?
Looking on deck. Sorry.
I would say a skeleton through it. It is something.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're expecting to go into action, so. It's.
Right, the part of the deck that you can see, which is basically the main deck, the forecastle. Mm-hmm. There's one person kind of looking out on the forecastle towards the end on the poop deck portion. There's three people there. It looks like one of them has got like a lantern leaning over the side. No lights coming out of it currently, so you only see four people. Easily. I mean, from your vantage point, the ship is much taller than yours. Yeah. I mean, it rises, the body of it, rises about 9 feet above the water line, and you're much closer to the water line.
How are we going to
scale the ship?
putting the list of boats up on the side.
What?
Put some of the list of boats up over the side. But it's high up as we can.
Doesn't have a rope attached or anything.
No.
No, he said that the list of boats do.
The arbalest boats do have a rope on the side.
Oh, so we could climb up the rope.
Yeah,
I got, let me see. I got rope, spikes.
We didn't think about that. I was going to say, if the captain knew we were coming out to do this, did he bring any of his stuff with him?
He did. He brought hooks in line.
Yeah.
Then throw it up and climb over, I think.
Yeah.
Sounds good to me.
Arbalist, if somebody comes to try and chop the ropes off, shoot them down, I guess.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll... Here. Let's me and... what's his face? Duresh, you keep on the arbalest. Me and Jazz, we're the two stealthiest guys. Let's us two go up and try to do a couple stealth kills.
All right. Now you realize usually when I kill someone, it's with screaming pyrotechnics.
Let's not do that and do stealth kills.
I can bonk him on the head with the quarterstaff. All right.
All right. Do you guys want to throw the grapples yourself, or do you want to let the crew try and do it, since you're going for stealth here?
The crew have done it before.
Well, has anyone on the crew done it before?
Several of them nod.
Okay, well then you two can do it.
Sure. Two of the guys grab lines and throw them aboard. You barely hear the impact of the hook getting onto the side of the vessel, and they pull the line tight, and tie it off on your ship. Now, yours is still moving slightly, so, you know, it's creating tension on the rope, but you have two lines connected now, and the four guys that you notice on the deck didn't seem to hear anything.
Falling off this line and into the brink will be the most embarrassing death ever. So
you guys want to go to the ship deck map and make sure you copy your tokens.
I look forward to my character.
And you are on the port side is where your ship is.
I don't see the ship.
See it? Oh, sorry. Yep. Here. There. Player visible. Try now.
Hey!
Yeah, okay.
There's a man.
You guys are coming up the port side. The lines are attached.
I didn't need to right read here. The book at all. It's written Port and Starboard on the map.
He did dig and fold on the side of the ship.
Yes. Well, let's get... As soon as Jazz, you and I get up there, let's have everybody come up here and have... Everybody just be silent up here.
All right. The first two people that go over, go ahead and give me dexterity rolls to get up the rope. The better you do, the quieter you are. Oh, barely. Yes. You do barely make it aboard. You're making a bit of noise, though, as your armor clanks about you, and you swear a little bit as you almost lose your grip. Jazz, on the other hand, apparently walks up the rope.
I hate you.
Quiet.
Alright. So you wanted everyone else to come up? Is that the
well let's
let me see.
Let's give us a
you. Guy over here starts to kinda look around. The three on this side don't seem to notice, but this guy is kinda scanning the side of the ship. Since your ship is much lower, he doesn't immediately see anything. He looks around a little bit. And goes back to his post.
All right. What I wanted was for them to give us a 60-second count and then start coming up.
All right, so who's next?
Let's the PCs go up.
Okay.
After us. Yep. And during that 60 seconds wanted to, you know,
you're gonna make your way over the way. All right.
I'm sticking with them.
Okay, the next guy's coming up. Go ahead and give me dex rolls. You're looking for a 13 to get up without falling. Anything better makes it quieter.
Oh, God.
Nope.
Splash.
Good. That should distract the pirates from behind, so they're not looking at us.
So two people go into the drink. Blish. Well. Yes, unfortunately. Well, actually, let me give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's see how they do. Oh, no. These guys turn around at the sound of the splash.
Oh, well.
And see you and Jazz coming up on the deck. You're going to make it about this far.
Okay.
Scott turns around, too.
It was a good plan.
Yeah. Mm. And, so there's a hullabaloo on the top. The guys on your boat decide, jigs up, let's go, and they are going to rush the boat.
I'm trying desperately to get back into the boat as quick as
I really wish I had casted rock armor before I came up here.
Several of your guys are falling into the drink, too.
we're the worst pirates ever.
I disagree. We're the best ever.
Okay. All right, coach.
Yes.
Come on. Just hold 60% of our most important people that make it over here. Doesn't matter.
We're as good as Jack Sparrow and his crew.
All right. Give me a second.
Okay.
Oh my God. Rock Armor's got a 1 minute casting time? Oh, man.
You had no time to precast. That's fine. I'm not going to hold that against you. Go ahead and.
You're good.
Spend the points for it.
You're a good man.
So four of these guys come across. Okay, so you got two guys. Well, you guys have splashed into the water there. Hopefully you have swimming. If not, give me some constitution rolls. Not too difficult with a boat right next to you. So just get a 9 or better, and you can get back aboard your boat.
Okay.
No problem.
Easily.
So each round, you guys are going to need to make dex rolls to get back across, but I'm going to resolve what happens in the round that you were swimming back to your boat first.
Yes.
So, Jazz and Vinges, go ahead and initiate just those two.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, initiative. There's a tag. There's a button. There we go.
Oh. Wow.
I wish I hadn't pressed the button.
You were distracted by the
motion.
By the motion as well.
Overall awfulness in this mission. Yes.
All right. Well, they're going to go on a nice 13 here. Pardon me for a second.
Said swapping out weapons is a minor action?
Yep. Okay, so Jazz, you're a bit quicker than everyone else. You're a bit more fleet on your foot when you got on board, so you're up first.
Swapping out my take minor action to swap out the staff with the shield. Bringing the wand to bear on that goblin right up front there, or the pirate or whoever he is.
All right, go ahead. Give me a roll. I think that's going to do it. Little damage.
Nah.
All right. And you were hitting this one damage. Front, right?
Yep.
Okay. Fair enough. They're taking minor actions to draw their weapons, and they're going to advance. They can't also attack, so they're just going to kind of charge in at you. Nobody had their weapons drawn. This guy over here, however, is going to run downstairs. And let's see. Sorry, I need to fuck up your able-bodied crew. Oh, wow. Actually act pretty good, but they took this round getting up here in that 60-second interval.
Yeah, I told you. We don't need to do anything here. We have the best pirate crew ever.
Good theory.
Sort. All right, so that was that first round. So you guys who have fallen to the drink, you can try to get back, climb up the rope and get back to the other ship.
Oh, do I get an action? Thrash
got back up. No problem.
Yeah, but that loud cry.
Wait, do I get an action?
Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't go, did you? Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. They can still be climbing up while you're doing that, though. That's fine.
I will aim for the one who's in front of me.
Okay.
In the face. Actually, am I close enough to the aim on the one in front of Jazz?
Yes.
Okay, I'll aim for the one in front of Jazz. In the face? No, not in the face.
Another no.
SWAT. All right.
Clap, and, clap, 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 clap.
Yeah, you fall into the drink again.
Nah.
Well, somebody else joins you. You don't feel so bad. So, one more guy got across. Two more guys got across. Okay. All right, back up the top, Jazz.
Excuse me. Oh man. It. I didn't learn fire spells not to be subtle. I'm moving, positioning, and trying to get all three here in a fire no flame blast.
That's a nice cone. Just don't fumble and you won't hit Vingest, yeah.
Hit Vingest.
I promise nothing. What is this? I think that's got it.
The rating, yeah, okay. And they get rolls, I believe.
Target number, yeah, they rolled Dex Acrobatics.
Against 14.
Against 14.
Okay, it looks like everybody takes full on that one. Go ahead and roll.
Oh, and I got stunt points.
Yep.
Groovy. Let me see here really quick. I think I can boost up the damage on that.
You can.
Fast casting. Where I could fast cast. Imposing spell. Actually, I'm going to use imposing spell. Can I use? Hold on. Mighty spell, too. Yeah, I'm going to toss two mighty spells on top of that.
You can't do two of the same.
I can't? Okay, then skillful casting. Which reduces the mana cost.
Okay.
Skillful casting and mighty spell. So that'll do a total of... Hello, wrong page. Thank you. Hello. 3d6 plus 1. Three. Really?
What?
Really?
Well done.
Okay.
Is that?
And is mighty that, gout, the fire comes out, and everyone cringes at first.
Oh, wait, that says 2d6 there. What the heck?
Yeah.
Roll another d6 and just add it on.
Okay, I thought I added.
Could be roll, whichever.
I thought I had typed one in there. Three in there. That's better.
Okay. Yeah, that is better.
And that ignores armor for them.
Okay, now they are screaming a bit in pain.
Right, take that.
Both still, however, up. So the one in front of you, Jazz, is going to swipe at you with his sword. Huzzah. 15 gets you.
15 will hit, yes.
Okay. Should have made another macro. Okay. I'm going to roll just 2d6 separate here. Sorry.
Boink.
So 7 boink. Points. That's
7?
7, yeah.
Oh, okay. 3 points. Then I got 4 points of armor.
Okay. And this one over here, Vingest, is going to attack you, and this one's going to charge you as well. So.
Oh, that's it. You're dead.
First guy doesn't breach your armor at 13. Good thing you didn't fall into the water, though. Second guy is doing a charge on you and also misses. You start hearing a commotion downstairs as the guy that was on this end on his last action ran down the stairs. Your guys start moving up this way. That's going to take
me.
These guys are going to go, hold on, without Duresh. These guys are going to start moving up this way to see what's going on. And go ahead and guess.
Okay.
Duresh, go ahead and roll initiative so I could add you into the order for next round.
I'll tell these guys to follow the other two and to cover the stairs up where the guy disappeared.
Okay.
So, I will go to. I'm close enough. Am I still close enough to this guy to swing at him? Or am I now?
Well, if you're shouting, moving, and swinging, that's a bit much to do in one round.
Okay. So, no. Yeah. That's no problem. I'll just swing in this guy in.
Okay. So you asked two of these guys to peel off? Is that what the...
I'm asking them all.
All to peel off. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
They won't be able to do that this round, but okay. No. You got the message across.
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead and give a swing on the guy that's in front of you there.
Woot.
Wow, that's going to hit. Okay. Yeah, are you going for this one right here?
Yeah. What type of armor is he wearing?
Leather.
Leather, so that's inconsequential. I will do... Crap. I really do want to do seize the initiative, but... lethal blow to d6. I will do a mighty blow. No, I'll just do a lethal blow, which would add 2d6 to my damage. Excuse me, mighty blow 14.
Wow, okay, yeah, he crack him over the head and he goes down. Okay, on their turn, however, this guy is going to swing at you. And 15, any good?
No.
No,
but
okay.
They already swing at me.
They did? Oh, that's right, you're right. I'm sorry.
It goes back up to Jazz.
So we are at...
The boy who fell in water.
Glub, 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 glub. Do I have to make another con roll to get back on the boat?
No, that's all right. But you can make another one to go ahead and try and climb up the rope again.
I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to swing the alabaster and shoot the side of the ship.
Okay, below water level or above water level?
Above water level.
Okay.
Hopefully,
yes.
Okay, give me an attack roll. Do you have a missile weapon skill?
No, I've got nothing like that. I'm just randomly firing. Hopefully I can't miss the broadside of a ship.
Yes, it's a large target. It's just a matter of whether or not you're going to actually hit above or below water line.
Is that dexterity, strength? I don't know.
Bow is based on
dex.
Dex. Yeah.
Junk.
Okay, good enough to not hit below waterline. So yes, it's got a mighty firing power there. So actually, as the bolt leaves the arbalast, your boat you're on actually scoots back a bit in the water, and it punctures the side of the hull, and the rope goes zipping in after it. So it went through the outer hull.
Well, at least that should give them something to think about.
And I believe we're back up at the top. Yep. So, Jazz.
The guy here hitting me is getting a face full of arcane lance. I will aim and fire down the length of my wand. There.
Yep, that's going to hit.
Zephos. Damage, hello.
Okay. Yeah, it's looking very much the worst for wear, but he's still up in menacing. Your crew starts tailing it this way by command, and the guy in front of you here is going to piss that he's both on fire and zapped with some kind of magical force, and does a hit.
Ow. Yeah, that's a hit.
I'll take that as a yes. Okay. These two D6s are added together. Sorry, I need to make a 2D6, but... So, 8 points.
Yeah, 4 points.
Mm-hmm. And the one on you, Vin Guest. messed up. Here it is. 12 is also going to miss as he switches above you. Unfortunately, this round, the hole here kind of erupts with more pirates kind of coming up out of the bottom. They're kind of taking stock of what's going on. Some of them are armed with bows, crossbows.
Oh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And Darash, so yeah, you're over here with the, group of seamen that came with you.
Yep, with the seamen. And I'm using my short bow as well for now. And telling them to attack those new guys.
Mm-hmm.
New guys, and I fire off a bow.
Okay, go for it.
Ooh.
That's enough to hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Okay. No points. 8 points.
Okay, good solid hit. And Vingest.
Real quick, Duresh, when you're using the short bow, you don't get the benefit of the shield. It's just when you're...
Okay.
And then I take a swing at the guy in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah. Mm. I'll aim and swing at him.
That'll hit.
Yeah.
Okay, another one drops. Heard of you there. And for Oswin, go ahead and take your action, what you want to do, but go roll initiative now as well so I can add you in just to,
yes.
On there. But take your action now as well.
Yeah. I'll be grabbing hold of the rope that we attached to the Elblast.
Yes.
The other ship and pulling to try and pull our ship back closer.
Okay. So you're trying to get your ship closer to their ship. Is that their correct? Ship.
Yeah.
The rope that the Arbalast bolt is connected to actually has a pulley system. You know, it's like a capstan with it looks like a winch essentially. So you can actually pull your boat in closer using that if you would like to do that.
Yes.
There's still a couple more people on the boat. There's still some more of the seamen on the boat too, so they see what's going on and they grab the edges and of the capstan and start winching it
from firing the whole last thing. Mm-hmm. Yes, but we winch ourselves back then.
There we go. So yes, you're winching your boat closer in. Jazz, yeah, there seems to be quite a bit of excitement going on at this end of the ship.
Oh,
but there's still somebody in front of you who really doesn't look like he wants to be in front of you, but. Has it managed to get away?
He's getting another arcane lance in the face. Right in the face. Aiming first. Aiming for the face. Yeah, like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that would be a face. it's enough to take him down with what he's had before. He slumps down to the ground with a bolt to the face there. And pirates of... kind of came out here. These guys are rushing in to attack here. And the ones in the back got the crossbows loaded up and are basically just firing into the mass of the guys. You'd be close in first. Darash, one of them has just kind of rushed up to you. He did a charge and swinging his sword at you and misses with an 8. Your guy over here. Oh, one of the seamen is going to take a little bit of damage. I'm going to put a 2d6 up here real quick. Okay, ooh, that guy's hurting. And then over here, two guys on this poor kid. Oh, they both hit. I think you're about to lose one of your... he's still up, but barely. And the crossbow guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay, well, that 20 there is going to use get some extra damage on the poor kitty hit. Yeah. All right. One of your guys goes down. The well-placed coral to the throat.
Oh.
And then these guys...
his family will get the money. Don't worry.
These guys get a hail of fire on them. They're still standing, though, and looks like they're still fight-worthy. They're not shooting at anybody on this deck just yet. It's kind of hard to fire across the decks there. So we're going to... Oswin at 11.
Yeah.
Ooh, I thought I had my action this turn, winching the...
That was last round. You took it at the end of last round, and you're just going faster this round. So, yes, your boat is right up against the side of theirs now. It's a much easier climb if you want to hop over. You can. No.
How big is the hole in the... Well, it's not big enough for people to fit through, is
it? No, it's like fist-size hole.
Right. Then, yeah, I try to climb up the...
Yeah, it's close enough now that you really... Just go ahead and make a dex roll, but you just, you know, anything above a 7 is good enough. Well, wow. Just enough. Okay, yeah, you climb over the edge. And barely. Go ahead and place yourself just on the edge here. There you go.
Is there any way to indicate lying down, panting off
the legs? Here, we will give you a magenta halo. And Darash, you've got a lot of people coming in on you there. You've got one right in front of you now.
Yes.
And you're holding a bow, which is...
I'm going to switch weapons.
Okay.
To my rapier. Is that a whole action or?
No, nope, you can still attack. You can draw, and attack.
Yep, drop, draw. Okay.
All right. Not quite good enough to get past his defenses, though, as he bats your rapier aside. And Vingest. Yep. Looks like the part is on the other end of the boat.
Okay. I will. How many squares can I move?
What's your movement?
I'm the slowest person. I think I move 5.
Yeah, so you can't quite make it.
Actually, my speed is 8.
6, 7, 8. So at 8 would take you about right here. Yeah, double the number. So you go to 16, and that's your total movement. There you go.
Okay, and then I'll instruct Jazz to save the guy who was here. Save him!
Really?
Really.
You think that's the best use of my resources, huh?
Yes. To save someone's life.
Because I was going to kill all those guys over there.
You can't get all the way over there.
I bet I can. I don't got stumpy little dwarf legs like you.
You still, there's still only one way down. You still have to
go. I was going to leap off the forecastle here and then run over there.
Sure, successful dex roll and you can do that
without... You can do whatever you want, man. Sure. I ain't got control of you.
Yes, sure. Drop yourself down one level, and it counts as just 2 points of movement, or 1 point of movement. Double your...
Yee-haw! As I drop down.
Yeah.
I mean, you lost! Yar! You said double our movement? That's how far we can move?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, these guys are getting torched.
Wow, you're that fast? You're at a 15?
I've got a speed of 15, yeah.
Wow, yeah, okay.
Cool.
Hi, guys.
Your mother said to say hi.
All right.
And, yeah, they're getting a flame blast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good. Let's see. What do they need to roll against?
14.
Acrobatic dexterity.
Oh, first one in front of you. 2... 3.
Good lord.
4, 5. Oh. 1 save. Yeah, so one guy, this guy right here, got lucky. Yeah, see, this piece of the deck kind of blocked him. He ducked. Go ahead and roll the damage for everybody else.
This is for everyone else.
7. All right.
Wow. All right. This is for other guy.
That really helped him.
Duck just in time. All right.
And, And that is penetrating.
Surrender now and you won't burn to death.
No, we do not guarantee this whatsoever.
Not a guarantee.
Yes.
Quiet.
All right, your guys are going now. These three are going to come in here and kind of support, since you are under attack there, Jirash. So he's going to take a swing. Your guy.
What I really should have done was swung off the rigging down there. Now I've got it.
Oh, well. You missed the moment.
I know. I feel so bad.
You guys didn't do so hot this round. So we're going to start with the enemies now. This one in front of you, Darash. Still trying to mow you down. 10, 11, 12, 13 hit. Or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Next guy is also going to swing at you. 10 does not hit. And
no.
Couple more over here against your seamen. They're okay. Okay, now, the guys that you just flamed over here, Jazz, kind of mad at you. The back four are going to...
Yeah. I realize now the perhaps error of my tactics.
Yep, as they volley a bunch of quarrels into you.
Well, the down... 14,
1, 2... I think two of them hit you.
15 is what they need.
Six. So the I first one did miss. Yeah, they both. Oh, yeah, everybody missed you.
Clang, 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 clang.
Clang, yeah.
Hey, Van Guest! The
front is going to try and cut you down with a sword.
Thank you for the shield!
It missed. Wow, they're not doing so hot. Okay, Oswin. Looks like the party is starboard.
That's several quarrels sticking out of my shield.
Oh, dear.
I take it back. Thank you.
I take an action to get up off of the seems I only just made, and then I pull out my shield and wand, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Right. Drawing a weapon is just a minor, so you can still take a major action.
I thought it was a minor action to draw one thing.
Ah, you drew two. Okay, sorry. Yep, fair enough. And Jirash.
Come on, Stunts. Come on, Stunts. I hit. Oh, man.
Oh, no, that is a mess. And Vingest, you're walking forward.
Yeah, I'll be.
There's a melee going on over here between your crew and three of theirs.
Yeah, I'll be moving up to support the mage who is remarkably foolhardy. Remarkably.
Should know this by now.
All right, Jazz. Give me a perception roll before the start.
Seeing or anything?
What's that?
Seeing going to be added to that at all?
Hearing, if you've got hearing instead.
Hearing,
it's
right.
Just a straight perception. All right.
Blindly oblivious to my own shouting and flame blasting.
Yes, exactly. Sure, go ahead and take your action.
Flames on a wooden ship? This is bad? What?
I'm sorry, say my action.
Reminds me. Yeah, flames on a wooden ship. Let me check something real quick. No, you're fine. Okay.
Oh. Why did I say something?
Good job. All right. Flame blast number three. Yeah. And stunts. Mighty Speller Mana Shield.
Mm. Mana Shield?
Yeah, with that many people, much as I'd like to take him down in one hit.
Several of those guys did manage to get some cover.
Oh, looks like all of them did. Wow.
Except for the first one.
yeah, let's go Mana Shield there. Gives me a +2 my defense until the beginning of my next turn. All right, so this is for... Oops, wrong button. This is for the guy that didn't make it.
Oh, yeah, he goes down.
Not too late to surrender, kids. Take it easy on yourself. He's burning in hell right now. You see? That's where. Wow. Okay. That's where the guy is.
Everyone else is fine.
See that? That's 90 degrees. I can get it up to 100.
All right.
the one guy fell on your wand to shield the rest of his crew.
Yeah.
Oh, no, stop it. I don't want to be.
Slow motion jump in front of everywhere else. No!
Stop it. Stop it. I don't want sunburn.
All right. So your crew fights back a little bit. The two guys that followed you up, Oswin, are kind of rushing in here as well.
You go on ahead. I'll go on these ropes.
And now the bad guys turn. Unfortunately, Firehawk, these two guys basically drop their bows, draw their swords, and come at you. Luckily, from where you're standing, they can only get two guys around you, so the rest of these guys are going to head out this way and really gang up on this poor guy over here. Hey, the two that are on you first, Firehawk, here we go.
17 to hit me.
Miss. Miss. Okay, now we're going to beat on the poor kid over here. Ah, who defends himself well. Jarosh, you've got one on you who's still swinging. And a 16, does that hit?
Ooh.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, he got 4 points there to spend, so we're going to do an extra D6. So only 5 points damage, but he'll do it penetrating.
So that means that...
Discounts your armor.
Okay. 14 and then 9, or is it...
5 points of damage, that's all.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But your armor doesn't help for it.
Okay.
And I got two more over here.
Actually, pierce armor helps half your armor.
Halves it, sorry, halves it. So
yep. So I had two armor.
That's nasty. Uh-oh. One of your guys fell over here.
God dog it.
Otherwise, it seems to be going well for you. Oswin.
Huzzah! Why charge into the fray now that most people seem to be dead or dying? what's my speed? My speed is 12.
Always the timely one, Oswin.
Yes, I assume... Those are stairs and cannot be got. Like, I can't get up to the wheelhouse as it is. Can you? I couldn't go there, for instance.
Yeah, if you've got the movement for it, you. Well, no, there's not a stairway there.
That,
yeah.
Those are the stairs, aren't they? Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I'm not going to be trying climbing over anything. So
there's a guy sitting right here. He needs to be healed. Save his life.
I can't see him.
It is dark. No one's put on lanterns yet. You're seeing by the flame that Jazz has gotten started on the deck.
By the light of the burning people. Yeah. I'll just run to there, and then can I shoot at those people up there?
Yes, you can.
With,
yeah.
Then I fire away with my arcane lance at the.
And hopefully get past me.
Top there. Pew! Zip, zip.
Miss. Okay. Flat. And Darash.
Got water
okay, in I'm attacking again.
That'll yes. Hit. Okay.
And no stone points. Damn.
7 points. All right. Take some more wounds. And Vingest.
Can I charge this one?
Yes.
Okay. I will charge him. And it's a 12, actually.
Yeah, he just kind of sidesteps you and...
All right. Ball back, Jazz.
Jazz. And you can give me another perception hearing roll.
Yeah.
Okay. Still unawares. Too much noise up here. Go ahead and take your action.
I'll fall back a little here. And I'm gonna either of these guys look one look particularly worse than the other.
Worse off, yeah. The guy that was standing right in front of you is a bit worse off.
He's getting the arcane lance. Kapow.
His hair's still on fire, so oh yeah, go hit.
Oh
Kerpang.
Hey, he drops.
I look at the other guy there. You're next, pal. Unless you drop your sword right now.
All right, we'll start with this guy over here who is Vinges, you are menacing. He is going to take a shot at you, which a 14 doesn't do much. These three are going to try and kill the poor able-bodied. Well, at least one got in there. Ooh, not good. Okay, you got another one of your guys go down.
No.
And, Vinges, as you're actually fleeing away from the stairwell in this area, you move just in time to see, like, a large, meaty, furry paw just kind of rake out after you left.
You mean Jazz.
Jazz, yeah.
Oh, what's that?
Ooh. All right, these guys over here. You've got one still on you, Duresh, who's going to try and continue to chop at you.
That's and right, Darkspawn, I forgot.
You forgot about the mage and the Darkspawn we haven't dealt with yet?
Yeah, you know.
Might want to save a few of those mana points for them.
That's why I'm Arcane Blasting.
Okay, there's some skirmishing going on over here. Sides seem to be kind of evenly matched. No one's really... None of your guys have lost any. None of theirs have either. It's pretty thick in it. And Osmond.
Ooh, back at me, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that I've seen they've struck down one of the people, it's time to actually hit them this time rather than just warning shots. Because that's what I did last time. Yes, I intentionally missed. Just like this time.
Yes.
Stop hurting up people or
I'm not going to warn you many more times.
And Duresh.
I'll kill you, bastard.
No. Zip over the head.
I'll Jazz. There are a couple of guys who have fallen. Try to save them. And then I'll strike out at this guy and. I'll be pulling my blow if I connect. I'll aim.
What?
What?
I don't know. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Why did we get the pacifist war here? What the heck?
Yeah.
Not a pacifist. Just trying to save people's lives.
They're pirates. They're pirates that work with Darkspawn. That's two strikes against them.
That's a very good point. But still.
God.
Yeah, you don't...
Because I don't wantonly murder people.
We had the worst player and the killer rogue.
Okay, you've got a few more battles going on over here. Can you guys still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
My map tools crashed. I got to give it a second to... Can you guys still roll dice? Somebody just roll a dice to see.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine then. Well, somebody just roll me 2d6. Tell me what you get. That's very odd. I can see your rolls. Okay, one of their guys, one of the enemy's guys goes down as your able-bodied seaman once again beat down. Yes, there we go.
Fireworks show a disparagement.
And somebody roll me a 3d6, a normal 3d6 roll.
Oh, There we go.
There. 12. Okay. And two more of those. Miss and miss. Darasha, 14 doesn't hit you, does it?
Yes, it does.
Yes,
right
it does.
DVD.
All right, I saw some rolls there at the end, but what's going on?
I let off another exciting burst of pyrokinetics to amaze and delight us all. And missed everyone.
And Duresh rolled a 13 to hit.
Okay, yeah. Duresh, you actually did hit with a 13, so roll the damage if you haven't already.
Yeah, he rolled a 3.
Okay, I did roll.
Okay.
I forgot.
Enough.
And then it was down to me.
Yes, okay. Take your turn then.
I will swing at the guy who's in front of me in the face.
Ooh. Oh, that'll do it. Yeah, okay. Let's have some damage. Ah, damn. Yeah. There he goes. Down in front.
I was mentioning I was pulling my blow, right?
Right. Yeah. Okay. So that renders unconscious instead of, yeah.
Yay.
For a number of rounds. Angel Jazz, back to you. There's still a large skirmish going on over here. These guys look like they're preparing crossbow bolts again.
I'm getting I'm Arcane Lancing that guy there.
This poor unfortunate guy that's about to take another one to the face.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He sure does.
Yeah. Yeah, see? See, that's how you do it, Oswick. let me see what stats I stand. Yeah, what stunts I got available to me there.
Archery and standard.
Yeah.
Given they're wearing light armor, Mighty Blow is more is superior to.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Pierce.
What's the Mighty Blows?
Another D6.
Yeah, let's go with that.
And you could actually make a stay aware, which would give you a... might let you know what evil thing lies beneath.
That sounds good, actually. I like that. Make a TN11 perception check with the focus of your choice. Succeed, the GM may either tell them anywhere some battlefield situation that so far escaped your notice. Yes, I believe that sounds good. Let me do damage here first.
Mm-hmm.
This plus that equals bang.
Ow, yeah.
I am not pulling drops. My blow.
Good to know. Good to know.
I'm doing that stay aware thing.
Okay. Perception at 13. Okay. One thing that immediately comes to mind is that these are the scrubs. That you haven't faced anyone yet above board that is really significant. These guys are barely able fighters at all.
I thought we were having too easy of a time.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? They're just my level.
All right. So your guys are going to do a little skirmishing here. That's a good one. Oh, okay. All right, so one more of theirs goes down over here. And, Darash, you've got these two guys up here are unleashing crossbolty doom at you, since you're the closest one to them there.
Oh, oh God.
A 16. Next one's got a 14.
Yeah.
They're both hit or just one?
Both.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, the first one's going to take that extra D6 in damage. And we'll see how much is left over after that.
Three.
So we'll go armor piercing 2 and rapidly reload. So, yes, here we go. We're going to do 3D6 damage, 11 points, and half your armor.
Which would only be a 1 for you, so...
Take 10.
Okay.
And the other guy.
And you didn't take your. Did you take your 6 from earlier? It didn't save it on this one.
21. 20. Oh, you're right. Okay, so that's 16 points.
And then the other guy does 8 points, but you get your armor against that one. No extra special thing there.
21. Oh, push. I'm at 0.
You're at 0. Okay, so at 0.
You didn't take 21 points of damage.
He missed 6 points. He was earlier.
Okay, give me a constitution roll and add 2 to that constitution roll.
Okay.
Oh, good roll. That's how many rounds you have before you die. Until you, someone can, you can receive healing. So you're basically on the ground, bleeding out. You're still able to talk, mostly like things like "ow, ow, that hurts."
I can really see my mom.
Sorry, is this a rule that you're instituting just because it impacts some of the spells that I'm using?
Oh, that's what it is under dying. When you when your health reaches zero, you're dying. You will die after a number of rounds equal to 2 plus your constitution unless you receive healing. A dying character can talk.
2 plus your constitution.
Yeah.
Not 2 plus a constitution.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not the constitution. You're right. What is your constitution?
Zero.
Zero. Okay. You've got 2 rounds, actually. But you can talk. But you cannot take another action.
Oh, I'm sure that somebody will come to
you. Yes. Luckily for you, the 2 guys that are still down there are still occupied and so are not going to follow up and try and dash your brains on the ground, and instead are trying to take care of business otherwise. Oh, that hits another one of your guys, and that one does not. Your guys are still pretty sturdy, so there's still a fair amount of combat going on over here. Oswin, your friend Viras just went down and is... Probably
I don't carry a healing kit, unfortunately, so it's not something I've bought.
Mm-hmm.
She'll have to invest in one when we get back to port.
I knew there was something. I can actually do healing. Yes.
Oh, you wanted to buy it for me rather than.
Well, I was going to charge you.
Spend my money.
Yeah.
So I have to. I'll shoot one of the guys who just shot him to make sure they don't shoot him again.
Now, this one over here has a reloaded crossbow ready to go. Just so you know, if you're choosing targets.
I choose the one with the reloaded crossbow. I don't think I can kill them either way. Pew! Woo! Hit someone!
Finally! Yay!
Oh, dear. Wow!
Okay, yeah, that
blocked him. 6 points of damage. Take it.
Yes, he does take it, unfortunately, but it does rock him. He's looking pretty much the worst for wear, but he's still in combat. And Darash, you may say a few words.
Okay.
Whimpering is fine. And Vin Guest.
Can I charge this guy?
Depends. How much movement will it take you to actually go up the stairs and that way? Can you make it? So it's
4. No, I can't.
Then you cannot charge.
Okay, well, then I reconsider. Can I reconsider?
Yes.
Okay, then I will charge this guy.
Okay.
Do I get a bonus because we are severely outnumbering him?
Yeah, but the one guy here, you're outnumbering 3-1. So, yes, you get a +1.
Okay, so +2. Come on. Oh,
that will hit.
For mighty 10.
Okay, yeah, he drops. And we're back up to the top. Darash, this is round 1 of you dying. Jazz.
I suppose I can heal Darash.
But can you get there is the question.
Range on that. I thought there was range on that.
He healed the guy who was here.
Oh, yeah.
Standing where he is. So...
Yep.
I mean, either he's moved over there, or he can move that far.
I figured that was. I thought that was a ranged spell.
I don't know. Is it?
I don't see anything on here that says anything about range for anything. Actually, but
Let's see.
They all say in the.
Oh no! It says your touch seals wounds. I'll be darned. All right. Yeah. It's ranged in the game, in the video game. Gosh darn it.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so unfortunately.
But yes, I can get her over there, no problem. I'm very fast.
That's right. Yeah, you've got a 15 range.
15 speed, yeah.
Okay.
All right. I'll heal him I'll spend 2 mana to heal him. That should do it. So that's 2d6 coming at you. Darash. Kerpow.
Okay, take 6 points of healing back, put you at 6, and I'm sorry about not catching that earlier. I thought you were actually healing one of the guys that dropped over here that was...
I thought it was right. I honestly thought it was a ranged spell.
Okay, so now your troops go, and they're going to surround this poor guy and outnumber him. And still just barely managed to hit him. 9 and... Oh, yeah, that takes him out. So he goes. Okay, and there you go. You've got one more guy up here that's still got a crossbow bolt loaded. I'm just going to give you a random blimp. 4. Okay, he's actually aiming for one of your guys down here. 6, 8, 9, 12, and misses. This guy, noticing that he's now vastly outnumbered. Let's see, how much of a coward is he? Yes, he runs downstairs.
Does he and get Oswin. With hairy arm? I continue my amazing, stupendous attacking spree.
Yeah, it's a nice one, yeah. And 5 points of stunts there.
Stunts.
Too bad.
I'll just take the extra d6 of damage. I can't really see anything else, though. And I'll pin him so he can't move. Not that he's moved at all, but still. 11.
Yeah, he goes down.
Ah, and you can't move.
Yes, he's pinned to the deck. Right. And that brings us to Darash. You're barely alive.
I take a breather.
Okay. Well, you can't take one in the middle of combat.
Okay, so I do nothing.
Do you have the first aid skill?
No.
No one has the first aid skill.
I do. I've got healing.
And, well, you have a heal. You have healing?
Yeah, I've got healing.
Oh, you lucky person.
He's not just another pretty face. And Vin,
I can do it mundane and with. That's why I got the leeches.
I find one of the guys who are down over here, and I will try to stabilize him.
Okay. You did knock one unconscious versus...
No, one of the good guys.
Oh, one of the good guys. Yeah, it looks like everyone that went down is dead.
Oh, shoot. Even the one that I told Jazz to heal? Is he still alive?
2 con bonus, so they would have died in 2 rounds. Since Jazz actually took the round to do the healing, though we thought it was ranged, but it was not, we'll say yes, one of your guys survived.
Oh, good.
Yes, you can stabilize that one.
Well, here, he's already stabilized.
Right next to you. There he is. Right.
Doesn't matter.
Your buddy.
Name your children after me.
Wait a second.
So there is a lull in action as it is now quiet above board. And yes, there are many bodies about yours and theirs.
Can we steer this into port and then just...
There's people down under.
Well, doesn't matter what they want so long as we steer it into port. They're still going with us into port, aren't they?
That's true.
There's an anchor down. As you notice, the capstan over here, the anchor mooring the boat in place.
Well, I'm lighting up the lanterns.
Yeah. That's a very good idea. All right, well, I'll take the guy that I knocked out and shove him over here to the side, and let's interrogate him. And let Darash take a breather and get a couple guys to watch the doors and make sure nothing comes out.
Okay, so a few of these guys are going to come over here and... You know what? Actually, what the guys do, as long as you don't mind, they're going to throw close the double doors and slide a timber across it to basically lock it down.
Aw. I'm just getting my stride in.
Yeah, I like that. And then you wake up. Smack.
hurting him more isn't going to really wake him up.
Hey, wake up. The pain.
Sure, he will rouse somewhat, and he starts as he wakes up, and he's on his back. He starts trying to skitter away from you. He's backing up on the ground. He's like, who are you?
Oh, that's not really important. What's important is, if you don't tell me everything you know, I'm going to cut you open and throw you over the side and let the sharks get you.
Ow.
Public education, I don't know much.
I'm not surprised. How many are below deck?
He looks around the deck.
You don't have to subtract. Just...
Oh, the captain, his first mate, his pet spellcaster, two of those big things, maybe a handful more of us. I don't know.
Two big things, spellcaster and first mate. I thought the captain was a spellcaster.
He knows a thing or two, but he's got his... He's kind of quiet. Realizing that he's spilling things and...
here.
That's all I know.
I take out a dagger. Let me start cutting pieces of you off. Realize that you're going to die if you don't tell me everything you know.
Sure, give me a cunning roll.
No, I'm not very cunning.
You don't. Well, actually, yeah, he holds out. He's like, he looks around him. You're just going to kill me anyway. I'm not telling you anything more.
Well,
I just did. That's all. That's all you're getting.
Could I give him a communication role to tell him that I am sincere about not killing him?
Now? It's not so much that he would have perceived that you are telling the truth or not.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not going to kill him immediately. Or... no.
Yeah, he clams up. He's looking around. He's expecting...
I'm busy.
And arrowing him at any time.
All right, well...
I'm going to chuck the dead bodies of his friends over the water, walking past them with the bodies.
All right, well, I...
smearing the blood trail behind him. Oh, hope this was in front of yours. Splash.
Those sharks?
This guy owe you money? Splash.
Well, can't we search him first? See if they have any money before we go over.
Serious?
Yeah, why not?
Splash.
I doubt they will.
Well, I'm sure they have a few coins.
Don't you have enough money right now?
Yeah, but still, it's the principle of the thing.
You surrendered us out of ours.
All right, whatever. I slam his hand down and say, all right, you're going to start losing digits.
What are we trying to get out of him? Are we not just going to... I mean...
He seems to have some more information. And I'm into wanton cruelty to lesser classes.
You saved him.
I don't get you. I really
do. Why?
What? He's a pirate.
But you saved him.
Yes, to question him. I thought we had this conversation.
I don't know. All right, just whatever. I'm just going to throw his friends off in the water.
Is there a barrel of tar up here? Because we could just set that alight and then kick it down into the hole. And that would be fine.
He won the ship. Okay, whatever. All right, guy, I take out a dagger. I hold down his pinky finger. This pinky finger is going to come off if you don't start talking.
You've already tried to do the intimidation. You can start cutting, but he won against that, so he's...
Oh, okay, well then I chop his finger off.
Yes.
Does that begin? Yes. Okay, I just start cutting until if he doesn't start talking.
He starts losing fingers then, and... as his screams ring out, there is your guys over here look a little bit nervous.
I shoot him in the head for 9 points of damage to put him out of his misery.
That will
see. I can hit a stationary target, and I can do it with quite a bit of flair, apparently.
Oh man! Oh well.
So yeah, your guys over here seem to be a little nervous, and apparently it's not over you torturing some guy and cutting off his fingers. One of them gets down close to the double doors and starts peering down a little bit,
And
that's not a good plan, guy.
I know where this goes.
That's not a good plan, guy.
As you mentioned that, there's a loud explosion sound as the double doors here are ripped open and you guys are thrown back, and just the doors explode open and there's a great deal of smoke and it's really loud sound and something flies out of the hold.
Holy crap.
Yep. And give it the time. I would like to call it there.
Yes.
All right. I was about to say that. That's just not that right, Bert. Good.
Darkspawn got cannons.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's cool.
That's not cool. All right.
The final battle to take the ship, I think, is probably going to take more than half an hour.
Okay.
Be a good fitting beginning of the next session, and then
Sounds like it'll give us reason to start.
Yeah.
Save your tokens. I'm going to save the campaign, but just to extra careful, save your tokens individually.
I can find no way to actually import them if we do get this wrong.
Yeah.
Import function doesn't...
Oh, no, I can import. You basically would just send me your token and I can drop it in. That's
all right. Okay.
We've lost two guys and...
Collateral damage.
Okay. So how many did you lose total here? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 still on deck. One of them is pretty badly wounded, but he's not dying. Let's see, 7, 8. Yeah, so you did just lose two of your guys. Although you guys are injured.
Yeah.
And me.
And you, yes.
You should stay at the back and flink away with your longbow.
Yeah.
Or short bow.
Okay. I'll see you guys later.
All right, man.
All right. Have a nice
night.
I think I'm out too, gang.
Okay. Yep. Well, appreciate it, guys. Well, obviously, next Sunday is Christmas weekend, so.
So, yes, not that.
I think that probably no game unless.
I've got.
The next one, second or first?
Yeah. I'm going to be working, so.
Yeah, I've got nothing going on that Sunday, but.
Oh, we'll see. I'll send people emails and we'll find out when the next time works. But, Nick, you said you can't do the Sunday, the...
No, I go into work. I'm working the late shift, so I would have to leave my place at 11:30.
Ah, okay.
So, I mean, it's not 11:30, 10:30.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. I will shoot out emails and we'll see if we can figure things out. I mean, if anyone ends up not having to do stuff over the Christmas Sunday, I mean, it's still possible, but we will see.
All right.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you. Talk to you later, man.
Have a good night.
All right.
Later, game.